Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for a new leader that wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I've learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. It's Monday again. Welcome to the Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you don't already have it, go grab that cup of coffee, maybe that cup of tea. If it's a little late at night and you want a glass of wine, it's all right with me. You can always push pause. Let's go.
All right. This is our final chapter in taking priorities and turning them into deliverables. So now that you have a list of one or two recommendations, now it's time to get to tactics. I know you couldn't wait to start doing stuff, but here we are. We're getting started. You can actually do some things here. So again, if we go back to those one or two recommendations, you want to begin to identify, okay, who does what? So who might be you, right? And what is that work? And by when? Every single tactic, every single action step that you take needs to clearly articulate the who, the what, and the when. Many times we forget the when and we're not clear on the who and we haven't clearly articulated the what. So you really want to take the time to talk about the who, does, what, by, when. And you should not, again, overwhelm yourself with a ton of tactics. What are the two or three things you can do underneath that recommendation to get started? What often happens is we'll add a lot of tactics under a recommendation. It could be like 30 items long. And before you know it, it's like 6 months before we get the work done. So that means in that scenario, your recommendation might be a tad bit too broad or you're trying to do too much. No one can get that much work done. So it's really important as you're working with your employee to help them hone in on the two or three things that are most critical to continue to advance forward that recommendation. I think it's also important in this point to be clear on the who. Sometimes the who might be several folks. Your employee might be the owner, but you want to have a conversation with that employee to say, who else do you need to engage with to get this step done? So let's go back to the Mario Kart example. Let's say coming out of the gap, we identified two recommendations. One being that we wanted to increase the awareness of the product because we found out that some of our users don't even know Mario Kart exists. So we want to do a campaign to increase the awareness of our users. And our second thing is that we wanted to run a promotion for some of our users that already have bought other software titles that are similar. And we want to give them a discount to purchase the Mario Kart. So those could be the two recommendations. So if we go with the first recommendation, the who for the promo campaign, it might be your marketer owns the who do we want to target? What's the messaging? They might be responsible for that particular tactic, but they actually might need other folks like marketing communications. They might need a writer. They might need someone from digital. They might need someone from their e-commerce department. So who else is necessary to execute that work? Okay. In the second scenario, we're talking about we want to provide a discount or we want to provide a code or something that a person that's currently using the product can now get access to this. It might be something as simple as the owner might be someone in IT or software development. How do they go in and tweak the software to make that an opportunity for the current users? Again, you might not be the owner, but you're very clear on the who. And then you want to be clear on the what the work is. What are we trying to get done? You want this document, you want this process to be so clear that if your employee decides to retire tomorrow or wins the lottery and never comes back, that someone else can easily pick up that plan and go and get the work done. So you want to be very clear on what that looks like and what the work is. The last part is the buy when. TBD does not work for me. ASAP is never ASAP. And you really want to have a date that is near term, right? If we start looking at dates that are like 60, 90, 120 days out, my question is going to be, okay, what are the one or two things we can go do now in the next 30 days? And we can come back and evolve the plan to add subsequent steps the total recommendation, that total activity might take 120 days, but every step should not take 120 days. So again, you want to bring that timeline forward. You want your employee to have a sense of accomplishment, right? And a consistent sense of accomplishment. And sometimes that means breaking the work into bite-sized chunks where they can check it off the list. You guys can check and make sure that we're making great progress and they can move on to the next tactic. So again, you want to be very clear on the buy when. The last area here is you want to also reaffirm how are we going to measure whether or not that's successful? Like, how will we know if we're winning? So if we go back to the fact that we want to drive awareness, what are we going to look for? What does success look like with that tactic? Again, because that's important as we're thinking about checking and adjusting the plan. So in this section, again, who does what by when? Do not leave this section unless all of those sections are clear. The who needs to have a name. There should be a singular owner for every tactic, one person that can give an accountability or can give perspective on where we are with that tactic. So a singular person. It's great to add other supporting folks. You should be clear on who else you need, right, in that section, but there should be a singular owner. The what needs to be completely crisp. And please do not let someone get away with TBD and ASAP, okay? Once we've landed on that plan section, the final step is follow-up. Sometimes, again, we identify tactics, but we don't have set of mechanisms that says, how are we going to check to make sure we're making progress? What's going to be the cadence? What is going to be the system? What is the data we're going to look at on a routine basis? And that routine basis cannot be annual, guys, because if you're in a 120-day plan and you're checking a year later, that doesn't work. It's got to be routine, very much time-bound, because this is why this section is important. You do not want your employee to spend 6 months on an effort that you don't measure, and we get to the end and it's a failure. We've wasted time. So there needs to be a way that you can almost check every time you guys have that small bites. Remember that in my section on managing people, that you have a weekly conversation. There should be a mechanism that you can check every week. Are we making progress? Are we on track? Are we seeing the results we expected to see? And if we're not, how can we course correct fast? We cannot get time back. I'm okay with throwing money after a program and it fails, because every time it fails, we learn something. What I don't like is when we waste time and we don't put a mechanism in place to check the use of our time so that we can redeploy it if it's not working. So there are steps in this process. If you notice, I've given you 7 steps. First step, problem identification. Second step, what is the state of the union? Third step, very crisp articulation of the goal. What do you want a success look like for this plan? The fourth step, what is the gap between what you're seeing today and what your goal is for tomorrow? The fifth step is the recommendations. What are all the things we could do to go close those gaps? And then what are the 2 or 3 or no more than 3 that we're selecting from that list? The sixth step is, okay, now that we've selected our recommendations, what's the plan? What are the 1 or 2 or 3 things that we're going to get done? Who does what by when in a short time frame? And then the last step, number 7, extremely important. What is the follow-up? Thank you for hanging out with me. Look forward to continuing this journey. But this is critical, team, as we think about transitioning our priorities from the actual priority setting to actually delivering on the work. Until next time. Because I just won the fight, I can see, oh, I can see the, I can see.